So this next hour on the Folk Show is a tribute to Guy Clark, a Texas singer-songwriter, passed away at the age of 74 this past, Tuesday?
Ooh,
May 17.
Yeah.
This week, and extremely influential singer-songwriter, amazing singer-songwriter. And to help me pay tribute to this guy was so great, one folk show host on his or her own cannot do it. So we have in the studio Jim Colbert and Laurel Zidney. Between the two of them, probably could write a book on any subject on folk music and pretty much have it complete and correct. So thanks, Jim, and thanks, Laurel, for coming in.
My pleasure to be here.
Mine too.
So I just want to say something about that song I just played with Guy Clark. I first heard about Guy Clark because of that song. I was just moved to Texas, and someone mentioned, oh yeah, there's a song about tomatoes, a love song to tomatoes. And I thought, man, I got to find that song, and just started laughing when I heard it. And it captures something about Guy Clark's songs, which the next one we're going to play also does. In fact, probably all of them do, but in particular, I think the next one we're going to play Stuff That Works, that I think Guy Clark's tunes just have a lot of wisdom in them about life, and that sort of more wisdom. There's more wisdom in a Guy Clark tune than in many books on the subjects of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Country philosophy.
Yeah.
So, so Guy was an amazing songwriter. He influenced Townes Van Zandt, Steve Earle, others you want to mention?
Well, and back and forth. They influenced each other.
Yeah. Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell.
I think it's almost hard to name a Texas singer-songwriter that he hasn't been an influence on, between Joe Ely and Butch Hancock.
And also promoted a lot of singer-songwriters, as well as covering their songs and having them cover his songs.
Yeah, you mentioned that he discovered Buddy Monluck.
Well, yeah, at the Kerrville Ballad Tree, heard him sing and then said, hey, give me your tape, and shopped it around Nashville.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's hear some Guy with Stuff That Works.
Got an old blue shirt, suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got no guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. I can work all day, I can dance all night. Got no used car that runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down, and that's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a woman I love, she's crazy and paints like God. She got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. And I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Change. You've been all alone, so you know what I'm saying. And when all you can recall is pain, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. Never did get just a little bit better. And half the getting there is knowing where I've been before. Well, I'm sure you understand, 'cause I ain't your first man. And when I feel like running for the back door, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. Oh, play. Nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you.
It just reminded me, I was supposed to do another one I said I would do later. This is a song that Guy wrote for his, well, as he says, on the occasion of his father's death. My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. My father was a good man, a lawyer by his trade. And only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost took his thumb off when he took it for a tool. You see, the knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. And he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in a bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, whiskey, pain, and beauty, but he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea. We poured them off the stern. We threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. When we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I want the thing he's haunted. See, my hand burned for that Randall knife there in the bottom drawer, and I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Was Randall Knife by Verlin Thompson, Guy Clark's guitar man. Before that was Guy Clark himself doing Anyhow I Love You, and we started off with Guy Clark doing Stuff That Works.
Randall Knife, Verlin Thompson, of course, has been Guy Clark's longtime sideman. Probably 7 years ago now, I was fortunate enough to be part of a songwriting workshop up in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, as part of Hickory Fest with Verlin and also Van Wagner, who we heard from earlier in this show. And I made some reference to that, to Randall Knife, when we were talking about songwriting. And Verlin played a piece of it, right? And someone in the small crowd that was, you know, gathered around for the songwriting workshop requested if he would play that later in the evening as part of his set. And yet you had to kind of be there to know what Hickory Fest was like on Saturday evening those days. I think a diplomatically correct way would be saying it got a little boisterous at a bluegrass festival. So, you know, you figure this is mostly, you know, five-piece bands, a lot of up-tempo stuff, just real, you know, kicking music. Verlin got up there and, you know, did a couple songs like maybe Joe Walker's Mare, just really up-tempo, fast stuff. And went into the request. He talked a little bit about Guy, and the whole place just got completely quiet. The entire festival, you could literally hear the crickets chirping. People were hanging on to every word. And, you know, that would not be unusual in a listening type environment. But, I mean, Hickory Fest, as I say, a little boisterous in those days. It was just an amazing moment hearing Verlaine do Randall Knife and everyone clinging on every word. So that was just, I think, the power to a really great song and a really great songwriter.
Yeah, just an incredible songwriter. And I first heard of him when I was down at the Kerrville Folk Festival, which he was at from very early on. And it started in 1972. He was there by 76. I think it's there, in fact. Townes Van Zandt was there. Lyle Lovett, in fact, Guy judged a New Folk competition, which Lyle Lovett was a finalist but not a winner of. And then also Nancy Griffith, who I think is going to be doing our next song, her cover of Guy Clark's Desperados.
Yeah, and this song is, if I may inject a personal mm-hmm. note in here, this is a song that really has moved me for many years, Desperados Waiting for a Train. I think I first heard the Jerry Jeff Walker version of this. Mm-hmm. And it's a song that Guy wrote about his grandmother's boyfriend, Jack, who was a very influential man in his life when he was young. And this song always resonated with me because I had an uncle, my Uncle Jim, who was very important for me. So, and the song always really felt like, you know, truth for my life. The details were different, but truth. In fact, my attempt to sort of make my own version of this song for my Uncle Jim, it's kind of what got me started on songwriting several years ago. So this is Nancy Griffith along with Guy Clark, Jerry Jeff Walker, Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Eric Taylor. So, I mean, wow. All doing Desperados Waiting for a Train. I believe it starts with Guy Clark himself.
And I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and he'd cry and run his fingers through 70 years of living and wonder, Lord, has every well I drilled gone dry? We were friends, me and this old man, like desperados waiting for a train. Like a desperados waiting for a train. Well, he's a drifter and a driller of oil wells and an old school man of the world. He taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him
to Bar Cow's Green Frog Cafe.
There was old man with beer guts and diamond ore,
lying about to last while they played.
And I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick,
like desperados waiting for a train.
One day I looked up and he was pushing 80. And there was brown tobacco stains all down his chin.
Well, to me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moan and 42.
Like a desperado waiting. And the day before he died, I went to see him. And I was grown, and he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen. And sang another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack, the son of a bitch is coming. We're like desperados waiting for a train. 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 Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and hungry and scared. The century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared. Well, they were standing in lines just like cattle, poked, sorted, and shoved. Some are one desk away from sweet freedom, some are torn from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel, there come a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected, and I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Yeah, people spin.
Now my grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die. 'Cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Now he rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor. Come ashore on the island of tears. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected, and I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing,
working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted. Say grandfather's immigrant. No, don't take it for granted. Say grandfather's immigrant. Pack up all your dishes. Take note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me. Throw out those LA papers. Moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of this LA freeway without getting killed or caught. Down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land that I ain't bought. To you, old skinny Dennis, the only one I think I will miss. I can hear your basement singing, sweet and low like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe every word you're saying. So just keep on playing. If I can just get off of that LA freeway without getting killed or caught, I'll be down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land that I ain't bought, bought, bought. If I can just get off of that LA freeway without getting killed or caught. Put the pink slip in the mailbox. Leave the key in the old front door lock. They'll find it likely as not. All the things we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in. But don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I can just get off of that LA freeway without getting killed or caught, I'll be down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land that I ain't bought, bought, bought. If I can just get off of that LA freeway without getting killed or caught, I'll be down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land that I ain't bought, bought, bought. LA Freeway, Guy Clark. Peace.
That was Greg Trooper doing L.A. Freeway. Before that was Guy Clark along with Emmy Lou Harris doing Immigrant Eyes. We started off with Nancy Griffith, Guy Clark, and numerous others doing Guy's Desperados Waiting for a Train. This is your NPR station, WPSU, heard in Tyrone at 91.5 and in Titusville at 90.1. You can get the dirt on backyard composting at a class offered Tuesday evening at Millbrook Marsh Nature Center and State College. You'll find details on the community calendar at wpsu.org/radio. Weather forecast for today, cloudy and rain, highs in the mid-50s, tonight overcast with rain, lows in the 40s, and tomorrow continued cloudy and occasional rain, warming somewhat with highs in the low to mid-60s. It's 15 Huntington and 55 in State College. Well, I want to welcome back Jim Colbert and Laurel Zidney. Jim, you wanted to say something about LA Freeway, that recording we just heard.
Yeah, that was from a wonderful live tape. Thank you, Adam McMillan, for getting that together so quickly for us from a wonderful concert we heard last night as part of the Untangled Strings concert series here in State College. But to the best of my knowledge, LA Freeway was actually the first Guy Clark song I ever heard as recorded by Jerry Jeff Walker. I had gone to National Record Mart in Johnstown back in high school looking for Viva Terlingua, which a friend of mine had highly recommended.
Great CD,
and, yeah. And they did not have it. They had the live, a two-record live set. I thought, you know, if someone's worth checking out, if you like them live, they're probably pretty good. So didn't know at the time that was actually fairly autobiographical from when he had moved, Guy had moved from working in a guitar repair facility in Houston and moved out to LA for like a year or two and worked at a guitar shop there before moving back to pretty much the same thing in Houston. So,
and he was
first, that was pretty much my first experience with Guy Clark songwriting as far as I know.
And he was a luthier. He made guitars and even played some of his own.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention, so that you did Immigrant Eyes, and that voice in the background people might have recognized as Emmylou Harris, and that's off a fantastic CD. It's got Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, and Steve Earle, who really, the three of them, their names are sort of linked inseparably. In fact, I was just reading that Townes Van Zandt was the best man at Guy Clark and Susanna Clark's wedding back in 1972. But they all met in Houston when they were all out there and really grew up together, Steve Earle being the youngest of them, and Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark being lifelong friends pretty much, very young.
In fact, there's more to that story of the best man, because after the wedding, Townes went and lived with Guy and Suzanne. Mm-hmm. He didn't leave, and it drove Guy kind of nuts, because Townes and Suzanne were quite good friends. And at one point, Guy he was so mad, and he thought they were sort of talking about him behind his back, that he nailed himself into a room in their house, not thinking that it would be hard for him to get out. He desperately had to go to the bathroom and couldn't get out of the room because he'd nail himself in out of anger. So anyway, some fascinating stories happened in those early days. In fact, in the 70s, in their home in Nashville, it was sort of a home for country folk musicians. And there's this documentary called Heartworn Highways.
I've given that as a gift several times now. Wonderful
Definitely
stuff.
Definitely check it out.
And there's just these scenes of essentially the guy in Susanna Clark home with all these people just hanging out, drinking and playing songs. One point I'm looking at, there's this little kid, I mean, it's like teenager, who gets and starts playing Mercenary Song. And I realize that's Steve Earle. He was, you know, the youngest of the three. So.
And I think you're about to play my favorite picture of you. And that, of course, is written by Guy Clark about a picture of his wife. And she, in her own right, was a very accomplished musician, painter, artist in general.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to hear a song that they co-wrote together near the end of the show called The Cape. She was very much his muse. Mm-hmm. She had died, so he put out that album after she had died, and they were very close and had a huge impact on him. In fact, he won 2014 Best Folk Album Grammy.
His first Grammy, I think, for that favorite
picture of you. So let's hear that. Guy Clark singing a song about his dear wife, Susanna, who had recently passed away when this album came out.
Thank you. of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens. Just a Polaroid shot someone took on the spot. No beginning, no end. It's just a moment in time. Can't have back. You never left, but your bags were packed just in case. My favorite picture of you is bent and it's faded and it's been to my wall. When you were so angry, it's hard to believe we were lovers at all. There's a fire in your eyes, you've got your heart on your sleeve, curse on your lips, but all I can see is beautiful. My favorite picture of you, the one where your wings are showing. When your arms are crossed, your fists are clenched, not gone but known. Boy, stand up, angel, we won't back down. Nobody's fool, nobody's clown. You're smarter than that. My favorite picture of you is the one where it hasn't rained yet. Oh, and as I recall, there came a winter squall and we got soaking wet. A thousand words in the blink of an eye. The camera loves you and so do I. Click. My favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens.
I'd rather sleep in a box like a bum on the street than a fat feathered bed without your little old cold feet. Than to live without you. And I'd rather go hungry than to eat lonesome stew.
You know it's once in a lifetime and it won't come again. It's here.
if it ever comes time. Then it comes time to go. Pack up your fiddles, sis, pack up your bow.
If I can't dance with you, then I won't dance at all. I'll just sit this one out with my back to the wall.
And it if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind.
That picture hanging on the wall was painted by a friend. He gave it to me all down and out when he owed me 10. It doesn't look like much, I guess, but it's all that's left to him. It sure is nice from right over here when the light's a little dim. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. This book of poems was given me by a girl I used to know. I guess I read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. It's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. A glass up to the light that's shining through the door. It's a prism glass, I found it on the road. But can't you see that tiny rainbow? It's not really a prism, I guess it just kind of broke a funny way. I was on my way through Houston and I was headed for LA. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. Guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. It's not too much to look at, but I play
every day. It's been across this country 4 or 5 times, I guess. Between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, it brightened up my day. About all that I own, all I care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots, maybe, and that funny yellow vest, and that leather jacket, and that leather bag, and that hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, babe, could I see you again next fall? Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, it brightened up my day.
That was Lyle Lovett with Step Inside This House. Before that, Emmy Lou Harris and John Prine with Magnolia Wind. We started off with Guy Clark doing My Favorite Picture of You. So, Laurel, you had something you wanted to say about Step Inside This House.
Yeah, that actually came, that was the name of a CD that Lyle Lovett put out in 1998. And Step Inside This House was Guy Clark's first song. Lyle Lovett heard it from him, fell in love with it, and asked permission to use it. And Guy Clark never actually recorded it. So kind of an interesting connection between those two singer-songwriters. And I think I mentioned earlier that that Guy Clark actually judged one of the Kerrville New Folk concerts that Lyle Lovett appeared in, but was not a winner. Guy didn't select him as a winner, though everyone who makes it at the finalist level is a winner. So just a little connection between the two of them.
They seem to have got along afterwards anyway.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very well.
So we're going to hear a couple of tunes. This next one is not actually a Guy Clark tune, but it is a Townes Van Zandt tune, and they were very close. But Guy Clark makes this tune his own. And for some reason, he never does the first verse. He always starts with the second verse. It's Townes is to live is to fly.
Interesting.
And then we're going to hear a tune that Guy and Susanna Clark wrote together called The Cape. And this is just one of my all-time favorite songs. Jim, you want to tell us about this tune?
Oh, I mean, I just kind of think The Cape is just one of those near-perfect songs. It's interesting that Guy and Susanna really did not collaborate on a lot musically. They're both great visual artists. They're both great songwriters. I think you could probably argue that Susanna may have had a little bit more commercial success as far as where records landed with her songs on the charts. But I think The Cape is just one of, I've heard a number of people cover this, and it's just one of those songs that I think I've never heard a bad version of. Just a little bit of more country philosophy and some nice little optimism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, well, many of these tunes, the tough part was picking which one of the many great versions of Guy's own versions plus covers. And I was really torn between this cover, this Guy version, and on a Patty Griffin cover that's just amazing. So anyway, here's Guy Clark doing To Live Is to Fly, Townes Van Zandt tune, and then Guy doing The Cape.
and the words to live by, friends. Remember some, and don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone, all you keep is a getting there. Oh, to live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. We all got holes to fill, and them holes are all as real. And some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, time yours to take. Some sail upon the sea, some toil upon the stone. Oh, to live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Picking down the line, I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear, but it don't pay to think too much on the things you leave behind. Oh, to live is to fly, both low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes. Well, now this is a song about jumping off the garage. Sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage. He's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start and bless his heart, he headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Now he's all grown up with a flour sack cape tied all around his dreams.
and he's full of piss and vinegar. He's busting at the seams. So he licked his finger and then he checked the wind. He said it's gonna be do or die. He wasn't scared of nothing. He's pretty sure he could fly. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. He's old and gray with a flour sack cape tied all around his head. He's still jumping off the garage and will be till he's dead. All these years the people said he's acting like a kid. He did not know he could not fly, so he did. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Yeah, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape.
That was The Cape, a song that Guy Clark wrote with his wife, Susanna. Before that was Guy Clark doing the Townes Van Zandt tune, To Live Is to Fly. Appreciate your tuning into the folk show for our Guy Clark tribute. I don't think any of us can say enough about the influence Guy Clark has had on folk, alt-country, outlaw country, Americana, all those genres. Just a huge, huge influence. So I want to thank Jim Colbert and Laurel Zidney. Any parting last words for us?
It's just truly been my pleasure to be a part of this. I've been a Guy Clark fan since literally 1977 when I first saw him on Austin City Limits. And yeah, it's a great loss to the songwriting world.
Yeah, tremendous. Thanks for having me in too. Yeah, go home. Go home and listen to more Guy Clark music.
Yeah, that was one of the things with putting this together is like there's just too much good Guy Clark music.
Oh, yeah.
We had actually more programmed, but we talked too much and couldn't play things like Dublin Blues mm-hmm. and Indian
Hands is one of my favorites.
Yeah, so just great stuff. You cannot go wrong with Guy Clark. So we'll miss you, Guy, but hope you're having a great time with Susanna and Towns up there.
Oh, yeah. Good music in heaven.
Well, this is some shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is WPSU State College, WPSX Kane, W273BE Huntington, W294AE Altoona, W265BB Bradford, W236AH Treasure Lake, W284AK Clearfield, and W221BD Du Bois, an outreach service of Penn State.